This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending May 21st. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 225.96, which was $7.40 higher compared to the previous Friday, but it had dropped a little at the end of the week. And there was 488 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was only 8% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at 215.47, which was $8.32 higher on the heels of that daily spot jump, and also quite a few formula sales that were based on last week's big jump. And the formulas sales have much more volume than the daily spot trade. And there was 5,784 total loads sold, which was 1,063 loads lower than the previous week. That was a big drop, but many retail operations would have already gotten their Memorial Day product the previous week, and they normally won't reorder until they see just how good the holiday sales were. The formula sales were 3,517 loads, which was 45 loads higher than last week, and it was about 61% of the total loads sold. And when you compare that to the 488 daily spot loads, you can see why the formula sales have such a tremendous impact on the average prices for the week. And the exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were 579 loads, which was 420 loads lower. 112 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 467 loads were shipped overseas. And the outfront sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 710 loads, which was 744 loads lower than last week. But that was a normal seasonal spike last week and a normal seasonal drop this week. Now taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice chuck and round primals were both about 6 higher, and the choice middle meats, the rib and loin, were both about 15 higher, and the daily spot choice rib had jumped $39 in 8 working days, and the choice loin followed the same situation, which both of them has helped to widen that daily choice select spread. And the daily cow cutout was about $1.50 higher at 173.73, and the 90% trimmings were about 2.25 higher at 218.14 compared to the previous Friday. And they have traded in a very narrow range the last couple of months. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending May 14th showed that week we passed for import 21,068 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 200 metric tons lower than the previous week and 5,000 metric tons below last year. The year-to-date total tonnage was 15% below last year, and Australia was down 31%, and New Zealand was down 17% compared to last year, but Canada was up 6% and Mexico was up 13%. And the fresh beef imports in the last 9 weeks are down about 43,000 metric tons compared to last year, which has helped to reduce the cold storage inventories. We're down about 3% from the previous month and down 7% compared to last year. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.